Welcome again to the Radio Bible Course and our study of the book of Hebrews. We're studying Hebrews chapter 11, and we have been discussing Moses and the faith of Moses. In verse 27, it reads, "By faith he left Egypt, not being afraid of the anger of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. By faith he kept the Passover and sprinkled the blood, so that the destroyer of the firstborn might not touch them." Let's talk about the Passover. This event, though it happened 1400 years before Jesus Christ, is still observed by the Jews today. It's one of the great events in history. God delivered his people from Egypt. And it's written in the book of Exodus. Listen to Exodus chapter 12, beginning with verse 21. "Then Moses summoned all the elders of Israel and said to them, 'Go at once and select the animals for your families and slaughter the Passover lamb. Take a bunch of hyssop, dip it into the blood in the basin, and put some of the blood on the top and on both sides of the door frame. No one of you shall go out the door of his house until morning. When the Lord goes through the land to strike down the Egyptians, he will see the blood on the top and the sides of the door frame and will pass over that doorway. And he will not permit the destroyer to enter your houses and strike you down. Obey these instructions as a lasting ordinance for you and your descendants. When you enter the land that the Lord will give you as he promised, observe this ceremony. And when your children ask you, 'What does this ceremony mean to you?' then tell them it is the Passover, sacrifice to the Lord, who passed over the houses of the Israelites in Egypt and spared our homes when he struck down the Egyptians.' Then the people bowed down and worshiped." The Israelites did just what the Lord commanded Moses and Aaron. This dramatic event in the Old Testament came just prior to the Exodus. God had been performing miracles through the word and the hand of Moses, but Pharaoh's heart was hardened. So God told the people to observe a feast. It called for the preparation of unleavened bread, the slaying of a lamb, and the marking of the doorposts with blood as a protection from the death angel. Well, that angel came. It's recorded in verse 29 of Exodus 12. It says, "At midnight, the Lord struck down all the firstborn in Egypt, from the firstborn of Pharaoh who sat on the throne to the firstborn of the prisoner who was in the dungeon, and the firstborn of all the livestock as well. Pharaoh and all his officials and all the Egyptians got up during the night, and there was loud wailing in Egypt, for there was not a house without someone dead." Now verse 28 of Hebrews 11 tells us, "By faith Moses kept the Passover and sprinkled the blood so that the destroyer of the firstborn might not touch them." This, of course, was a terrible judgment. And there's another judgment coming at the end of this age, when God is going to judge all men. It takes faith to escape that judgment. It takes faith in Christ. For God has promised that whoever would put their faith in him would escape the judgment. They would not come into judgment, as John 5:24 says, but they instead will receive eternal life. Yes, Moses had faith. He knew that God meant what he said, and God said what he meant. It happened. People today look back 3,400 years. They read this story, and it's almost incredible. But those who believe in Christ do believe it, because Jesus believed it. He not only believed the story of the Passover and the Exodus, he also believed that Moses was the author of the book of Exodus. Now let's move on to the next paragraph in Hebrews chapter 11, beginning with verse 29. By faith, the people crossed the Red Sea as if on dry land, but the Egyptians, when they attempted to do the same, were drowned. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell down after they had been encircled for 7 days. By faith, Rahab the harlot did not perish with those who were disobedient, because she had given friendly welcome to the spies. In addition to the book of Hebrews, the Apostle Paul, in his first letter to the Corinthians, talks about the crossing of the Red Sea and how God performed this great miracle. It's recorded in Exodus chapter 14. I'm reading from verse 5. When the king of Egypt was told that the people had fled, Pharaoh and his officials changed their minds about them and said, "What have we done? We have let the Israelites go and have lost their services." So he had his chariot made ready and took his army with him. He took 600 of the best chariots, along with the other chariots of Egypt, with officers over all of them. The Lord hardened the heart of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, so that he pursued the Israelites who were marching out boldly. The Egyptians, all Pharaoh's horses and chariots, horsemen and troops, pursued the Israelites and overtook them as they camped by the sea. That's the record of how Pharaoh's army pursued God's people. But God protected them, and that is recorded beginning with verse 19 of Exodus 14. It reads, "Then the angel of God, who had been traveling in front of Israel's army, withdrew and went behind them. The pillar of cloud also moved from in front and stood behind them, coming between the armies of Egypt and Israel. Throughout the night, the cloud brought darkness to the one side and light to the other side. So neither went near the other all night long." Then it tells us what Moses did, verse 21. "Then Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and all that night the Lord drove the sea back with a strong east wind and turned it into dry land. The waters were divided, and the Israelites went through the sea on dry ground, with a wall of water on their right and on their left. The Egyptians pursued them, and all Pharaoh's horses and chariots and horsemen followed them into the sea. During the last watch of the night, the Lord looked down from the pillar of fire and cloud at the Egyptian army and threw it into confusion. He made the wheels of the chariots come off, so that they had difficulty driving. And the Egyptians said, 'Let's get away from the Israelites. The Lord is fighting for them against Egypt.' Then the Lord said to Moses, 'Stretch out your hand over the sea, so that the waters may flow back over the Egyptians and their chariots and horsemen.' Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and at daybreak the sea went back to its place. The Egyptians were fleeing toward it, and the Lord swept them into the sea. The water flowed back and covered the chariots and horsemen, the entire army of Pharaoh that had followed the Israelites into the sea. Not one of them survived. But the Israelites went through the sea on dry ground, with a wall of water on their right and on their left. That day, the Lord saved Israel from the hands of the Egyptians, and Israel saw the Egyptians lying dead on the shore. And when the Israelites saw the great power the Lord displayed against the Egyptians, the people feared the Lord and put their trust in him and in Moses, his servant." Now the question which faces all of us as Christians, or even non-Christians, is this history or is it myth? Many people, of course, do not believe that this happened. And in my generation, there has come an interpretation which tends to destroy the historicity of this event. people say, and they are scholars, and they are correct, that the name Red Sea really means Reed Sea. Now, they're correct as far as that goes, but what people have done with that is incorrect. They have caused us to believe that the people didn't really go across the Red Sea, that they walked instead through a marsh that was full of reeds, perhaps only ankle-deep or knee-deep. But that is quite contrary to the biblical record. The facts are against the faithless interpretation that the sea was only a marsh. For example, if the water had not been deep, the people would have proceeded in that knee-deep or ankle-deep water, not waiting for Moses to open the sea. The Bible tells us they went across on dry land. That was a miracle. And Moses tells us that there was a wall of water on the right and on the left as they walked across. Now, that would not have happened if they walked through a marshland. It also tells us that the sea returned and covered the chariots. Now, that takes at least 6 feet of water. And it tells us that all the Egyptians drowned. And how many of them were there? Well, the Bible tells us that Pharaoh gathered 600 of his best chariots, and each of them had 2 men per chariot, that's 1,200 men, along with the other chariots that he had, along with horsemen, and there must have been foot soldiers as well. Now tell me, which man who goes to war would drive his chariots into a marshland? That would be utterly foolish. And how could they all have drowned in a marsh? The Bible record tells us they were all dead on the seashore, not in the marsh. Now, we can't be certain of the location of the crossing, but to suggest it was only a marsh is to ignore the facts. It is true that the Hebrew word for Red Sea can be translated Reed Sea. But we also have Stephen's testimony in Acts chapter 7, verse 36. It says, "He led them out, having performed wonders and signs in Egypt and at the Red Sea." We want to say more about this in our program tomorrow, but here's a very special announcement. A poll conducted in 1988 revealed that about 84% of the people believed that Christ is either God or the Son of God. In spite of this, many people pay little attention to the book of Daniel, which foretells his crucifixion and coming reign as king. Is biblical prophecy of interest to you? Conservative scholars say the prophetic book of Daniel is the key to understanding the book of Revelation and the events of the end times. Our teaching tapes on the book of Daniel will give you understanding of God's future program for Israel. Information on how you can order cassette tapes on Daniel is included in our teaching tapes brochure. Write to the Radio Bible Course. Ask for teaching tapes. Until tomorrow, this is Nick Calavota reminding you that the word gospel means good news.
Our address is Radio Bible Courses, Post Office Box 14916, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70898. The website is rbcword.org.